We're doing the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch Mikol Chayim. We're doing Yechot Tefillin. We're up to Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Chet, page 22.
Let's repeat the Yud Zayin.
Yud Zayin. What we learned is that you left it, yeah?
Atar Gamur.
Atar Gamur. Someone who's completely a lefty. He does everything with his left hand. So he puts it. He puts the tefillin on his right hand. What's his weaker hand, which is Eter is a lefty.
Lefty.
Yeah. According to Kabbalah, he should also put it on his right hand after he puts it on his left. Halacha Yudchet. Al Shoret b'shtei adam menech b'smol k'chol adam. Someone who is ambidextrous. He uses both hands equally well. So then he puts it on his left. He puts it on his left hand like everyone else. Hakotev bimino, someone who writes with his right hand. V'shal kol ma'asav oseh b'smolo, but everything else he does with his left hand. Yanech tefillin b'smol k'chol adam. He puts tefillin on his left hand like everyone else. Ach, but hakotev b'smol, someone who writes with his left hand. That's me. V'chol yetra melachot oseh b'min, and he does everything else with his right hand. That's the way I am. I play tennis, ping pong, bang nails. I do everything with my right hand except for writing. Writing I do with my left hand. צריך להניח בימין כל אדם שהיא שמאלו. He has to put it on his left hand. ואם רוצה לצאת ידי חובת חכמי המת, ישוב להניח גם בשמאל, כפי שנדבר לאל, then he should put it on like a righty. So he passes.
He wants to put it on its right. It's foot on that hand by which you are writing. Yes? Like this.
No, we go by writing, yes. If he writes with his left hand, then he would put it on his right hand.
On right. If you write
with the left,
put on left.
Put on right.
On right.
Yeah.
Not like writing. Like
now, we always say the hand you write with, that's considered your strong hand, and you always put it on your weaker hand. So even though you might do everything else with your right hand, but if you write with your left hand, then we say put it on your right hand. Don tefillin on your right hand. Make believe you're a full-fledged lefty. So that's what I do. If you see me putting on tefillin?
You are putting on the right.
Correct. Even though I only write. I write with my left, but I do everything else with my right hand.
And because you are doing everything else by your right hand, so your right hand is more strong.
No, we say because I write with my left hand, it's as though my left hand is the primary hand, and we put tefillin on the weaker hand.
Yeah.
Halacha yutet. זמן הנחתם בבוקר. When do we don tefillin in the morning? משאירי את חברו הרגילים או קצת ברחוקת על דמות והכירנו. From time that you could recognize, there's enough light outside that you could recognize a friend who you know a little bit from a distance of 4 footsteps. אם נאלץ להניחם בחשיכה מפני שרוצה לצאת לדרך, if a person had to put on tefillin when it was still dark because he has to go traveling, או מסיבה אחרת, or for another reason, יניחם בלי ברכה, he should don them without a blessing, leave them on and then go to his journey with them on.
Where are you?
הלכה יוטט. Zman anachtam. When do you put on tefillin in the morning? From the time that you see your fellow man. Who,
yeah, I know
what this is. Thank you. If he has to mesiba acheret, if he had to put them on when it was still dark because he has to go traveling or for another reason, yanichem bela bracha, he puts it on without a blessing. And when the time comes, being that he's wearing them from early in the morning, yimashmesh bem, he rubs his hand on them, vivrech, and he makes the blessing. Being that the rabbis forbade putting on tefillin at night because they were concerned we'd fall asleep in our tefillin, and that's forbidden. Now that he woke up early, we don't have to worry he'll fall asleep in them. But we don't make the blessing in when we're doing different than their institution. You could put them on because we say you're traveling, you're not going to fall asleep. But don't make the blessing till the proper time comes. Leave them on and make the blessing then. And if you did make the blessing too early, you don't have to make the blessing again when the time comes. A person does have to be careful to take off the tefillin after sunset, which is especially relevant here in Jerusalem, where the custom is that we don tefillin at a tanit zibur at the time of mincha, or on Tisha B'Av, where everyone puts on their tefillin at mincha time. And then you have to make sure to take them off when sunset comes. You have to have your tefillin off. We take off the tefillin at night, like Chazal instituted that we shouldn't wear tefillin at night, lest we come to fall asleep in them.